To be honest, I never really wanted to be in the Christian ministry. My father was a pastor and we were always short of money. Also, our home never seemed to belong to just us. It was a kind of meeting place for all Christians. People just popped in for a chat and stayed for hours. Others, however, stayed with us for much longer periods, months on end. I remember a lady from Wigan who had rather ill-fitting false teeth. Mealtimes were a nightmare. Another lady we called Auntie May had nervous trouble and lodged with us for 2 years. By the time she left, I think we all had nervous trouble. Well, if this was the ministry, this was a lifestyle I did not want to replicate. God, however, had other plans for my life. Through a series of extraordinary events, which culminated in a message from a visiting preacher, I felt that God was indeed calling me into the Christian ministry. The preacher took as his text the words of Jesus: "Except a grain of wheat falls in the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit." He explained that if we were willing to die to our own plans, choices and ambitions, from that death, so to speak, God would make our lives far more meaningful than they would otherwise be. He was staying at our house and I prayed that if this was the direction God wanted me to go in, the preacher would ask me or raise the subject with me. Would you believe the first thing he said to me at the breakfast table was, "David, have you ever considered entering the ministry?" I bluffed my way out of it, but I knew that this was now the direction for my life. That was over 45 years ago, and it has been a most wonderful and exciting adventure. God may want to radically change the direction of your life. His choice for you is always better than you would choose for yourself. So don't be afraid, just trust him.